Mike. As you can see from this slide, this is not a one-person project. We had a great team. Kim Schofield and Wizzy Brown are in the back, and Paul Nestor, Charlie Helfert, Janet Hurley, and Molly Keck have all helped with this project. In case you haven't noticed or thought about it, the elderly population in the U.S. is on the rise, and we're all part of that trend. I didn't think that was going to be that funny, but I guess it is. More than 25% of us age 25 and older can expect and anticipate a nursing home stay sometime in our lifetime. So remember the old saying, be nice to your children. Now, unfortunately, in the South, where fire ants are indigenous, there are problems with fire ants in nursing homes. And this chart is one that I prepared for the Urban Conference a year or two ago. It shows the number of cases that I've been able to document through news stories and through the medical literature regarding fairly severe cases of stinging of nursing home patients in their beds. I've got one of these highlighted here, the 2002 case in Tyler, Texas. With a 91-year-old female who was stung over 600 times in her bed. She died 6 months later of unrelated causes, more than likely, but there was a $300,000 liability award in that particular case, and I'm going to come back to that case a little later with some of the other story I'm telling here. Objectives of this research were, one, to assess the level of awareness amongst nursing home staff and administrators about fire ants and their threats to nursing home patients. We wanted to develop and evaluate a training program for nursing home staff related to fire ants. And we wanted to evaluate the effectiveness of different management strategies to keep fire ants out of indoor areas of nursing homes. Now, we located 18 nursing homes for this study. The sites were located in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Northeast Texas. So they were all in the eastern half of the state where fire ants are endemic. This slide shows one of the newer homes that we worked with, which has a fairly typical construction. You can see the, I can't do that with the mouse, not changing. You can see the fire ant prone landscaping, of course, around the facility. The single level of the nursing home, which is true for most nursing homes, and also the fact that there are air conditioning units and windows which are prone to having gaps around them, as well as, you know, lots of other types of gaps in the lower areas of these buildings, especially as they begin to age. Now, we conducted administered oral surveys to our nursing home administrators and staff, and the staff included maintenance staff, nursing staff, and care staff, as well as the pest management professionals that were servicing these sites. We asked administrators and staffs, first of all, have fire ants ever been found indoors in a nursing home where you worked? And as you can see from this data, 73% of the administrators said yes. A little over 50% of the staff said yes, although you notice the staff, about 20% of the staff weren't quite sure. They were seeing ants, apparently, but weren't quite sure if they were dealing with fire ants or not. Then we asked the question, are you aware of any instances where a nursing home patient has been stung by fire ants at a facility where you've worked? And administrators, 52% said that they were, staff, 32, but again, a fair number of staff weren't sure. Now, two of the 19 administrators that we surveyed for the study admitted to having a patient stinging incident in the current home where they were working. So the homes that we had, two of the 18 homes where we worked had recent fire ant stinging cases. We asked administrators specifically if they were aware of any instances where nursing home patients had been seriously stung by fire ants at other homes inside or outside Texas. And as you can see, a pretty high percentage of awareness amongst our administrators about nursing homes, serious fire ant stinging cases, about 90%. So there's not a lot of ignorance amongst at least the administrators about fire ants. We asked, within the past year, has your facility conducted staff training in which you included information on what to do in case fire ants were observed? And this was surprising to me. Almost 60% of the the administrators said that they had conducted some kind of training. Now, in most cases, we know these trainings were very minimal. There may have just been mentions in staff training, but the fact that they were talking to their staff about it was fairly significant. The best explanation I can come up with for this is that Tyler nursing home case that I pointed out earlier had recently settled in court, and it was widely known about the liability settlement that occurred in that case, and also the state regulatory agency that oversees nursing homes, the CMS inspectors, have been harping on this issue with nursing homes and encouraging them to train their staff. So 95% of the administrators said that they would make use of fire ant training materials if they were available. Now, we did develop a staff training presentation. It's approximately 12 minutes long. It can be it was designed to be either self-running with audio, or it can be manually presented. Kim and Wizzy and the others in our group did a lot of these just orally without the standard running audio. The presentation covers the basics of fire ant identification, including how to identify them indoors, risks, and appropriate responses to fire ants. This is one of the images that are included in that particular training program, and this graphic display. This is actually a patient who had been stung in Florida. Their family had given us permission to use the image in training materials because of wanting people to know what fire ants are capable of doing in a nursing home, and this makes an impression on staff. We did some pre-post evaluations with staff regarding the training to see how much they had learned. This is an interesting technique. We don't actually do a pre-survey and a post-survey. We do one post-survey, but ask them in that survey how to rate themselves and how knowledgeable they were about the question prior to the survey, and then rate themselves now prior to the training and then after the training. When asked about feeling how comfortable they were recognizing fire ant mounds outdoors, the scores went up after training by 29%. About identifying fire ants indoors, we increased their understanding of that about 38%. We didn't have a huge impact in increasing awareness about fire ant risk. We had a 12% increase in understanding there. 20% increase about what to do about fire ants if they're found indoors, and a 25% increase in understanding about what to do about fire ants to effectively care for their nursing home patients. So we were making an impact, a significant impact, in knowledge and understanding amongst staff. And probably as the buzz kind of goes down from that incident that happened a couple years ago, these sorts of trainings would have even more impact on the staff. As far as management strategies go, we looked at three management strategies outside: perimeter sprays, broadcast residual insecticides, and broadcast baits. We used a variety of products, and these were kind of more interested in the strategy rather than the actual product being used. However, we had some difficulty assessing the impact of those, so we had a lot of variability in our results. The perimeter sprays did show the shortest effective life, 2 to 3 months, and we assessed these by looking at fire ant counts in vials that were placed outside around the outside perimeter of the nursing home. The fire ant sampling indoors proved to be very difficult. We used sticky cards. We would have preferred to use baits, but we were concerned about liability with putting attractants indoors. So sticky cards tended to disappear quite a bit during this study. We're still looking at the results of that. One interesting thing that did come out of the oral survey was the estimated annual pest control cost as a function of patient population. The range was pretty wide, between $1,200 a year and $16,000 a year for pest control. There was no significant overall correlation between cost and patient population. However, when we ran a no-intercept model on the regression, we did get a significant relationship, and the average cost per patient came out at approximately $33 per year for pest control. In summary, nursing home sting incidents are more common than generally believed. We take our data and we run some simple mathematics on it and projections. I estimate that between 1.25% and 2.5% of all nursing home facilities have some kind of a stinging incident per year in Texas. That would work out to between 18 and 24 nursing home stinging incidents per year. Now, that's far more than whatever shows up in the newspapers, as you might suppose. Awareness of the fire ant problem is relatively high among facility administrators. Average cost per year pest control per patient is about $33. And a short 15-minute annual training program can significantly improve staff awareness of risks to patients by fire ants. And I'd like to acknowledge the Texas Fire Ant Research and Management Project for funding for this study, and Margie Barton, my research assistant, for technical assistance with this data. Any questions? Do I have time?